again, and welcome to Builders Trust Podcast. I'm Patrick Clare, Field Safety Consultant for Builders Trust of New Mexico. Today we'll be discussing the 12 Golden Rules of Safety. Safety is paramount in any environment, whether it's the workplace, home, or outdoors. Adhering to safety guidelines not only protects individuals from harm, but also ensures the smooth functioning of operations. The following 12 golden rules serve as a comprehensive guide to maintaining safety in various settings. Rule number one, always wear personal protective equipment. Personal protective equipment, or PPE, includes items such as hard hats, gloves, goggles, and safety vests. These essential gear protects individuals from hazards such as falling objects, chemicals, and excessive noise. Whether in construction, manufacturing, or healthcare, wearing appropriate PPE significantly reduces the risk of injury or illness. Rule number two, follow proper lifting techniques. Improper lifting techniques can lead to back injuries and muscle strains. To avoid such injuries, it's critical to bend at the knees, keep the back straight, and lift with the legs. Additionally, using mechanical aids like trolleys, forklifts, dollies can alleviate strain and prevent accidents. Rule number three, use tools and equipment properly. Using tools and equipment incorrectly can result in serious injuries or damage to property, as well as the equipment. Always read and follow manufacturer's instructions. Inspect your tools for defects before every use and wear appropriate protective gear. Regular maintenance and training on equipment usage are also essential for reducing hazards and a great part of safety. Rule 4, report hazards immediately. Safety is everyone's responsibility. If you notice a hazard in your environment, whether it's a slippery floor, malfunctioning equipment, or exposed wiring, report it to your immediate supervisor immediately. Prompt action can prevent accidents and ensure a safe working environment for everyone. Rule number five, take regular breaks. Fatigue can impair judgment and increase the likelihood of accidents. So taking regular breaks allows the body and mind to rest, reducing the risk of errors and injuries. Employers should encourage and enforce break times to promote employee well-being and safety. Rule number six, maintain good housekeeping. A cluttered or messy workplace is a breeding ground for accidents. Keep work areas clean, organized, and free of obstacles to minimize tripping hazards and improve efficiency. Implementing regular cleaning schedules and storage systems can help maintain good housekeeping practices. Rule number seven, avoid taking shortcuts. Taking shortcuts may seem like a time-saving measure, but it often leads to accidents and subpar results. Always follow established procedures and protocols, even if they seem time-consuming. Cutting corners compromises safety and can have serious consequences. Rule number eight, practice fire safety. Fires pose a significant threat to life and property. Ensure all fire safety equipment, such as extinguishers and alarm systems, are in working order and easily accessible. Conduct regular fire drills and educate individuals on evacuation procedures to minimize the risk of injury during emergencies. And it's also a good idea to train on how to operate a fire extinguisher for everyone in the office. Rule number nine, stay focused and alert. Maintaining focus and alertness is crucial for preventing accidents, especially in high-risk environments. Avoid distractions such as excessive use of mobile phones or engaging in unrelated conversations while performing a task. Stay vigilant and be aware of your surroundings at all times. Rule 10, communicate effectively. Clear and effective communication is vital for preventing misunderstandings and accidents. Use concise, clear language, active listening, and visual aids when necessary to ensure information is conveyed accurately. Encourage open dialogue and feedback to address safety concerns promptly. Rule number 11, no emergency procedures. Does everybody know what the emergency response plan is on your job site? Being prepared for emergencies can save lives. Familiarize yourself with emergency procedures specific to your environment, including evacuation routes, assembly points, and emergency contacts. Regularly review and practice emergency protocols to ensure a swift and effective response during critical incident. Rule 11? Nope, we just did that. Rule number 12. Learn from your mistakes. See, I just made one. Mistakes are inevitable, but learning from them is essential for growth and improvement. Encourage a culture of accountability and continuous learning within your organization. Analyze incidents or near misses to identify root causes and implement corrective actions to prevent a reoccurrence. Remember, safety should always be a top priority, regardless of the setting. By adhering to the 12 golden rules we just discussed and promoting a culture of awareness and accountability, individuals and organizations can create safer environments for everyone. All right, well, that's all we have for today. If you have any questions, you can always call us at Builders Trust at 505-347-3477 or visit us at our website, www.builderstrust.com. You can even download our app at the Google Play or Apple stores. Well, thanks again for listening today. Hope you all have a great day and be safe.